I wanted to pass something by. I'm not what I'm about to say is not necessarily truth, fact, or law, or evidence, affidavit, or otherwise, but it is some stuff that has been puzzling me for a long time, and I think I've put some of the pieces together, and I'd like to pass it by you and maybe some other people out there, and it might even help this lady here and a lot of us in the circumstances. And it all came about, believe it or not, I was listening to Keith Livingway, and he had a problem with his scenario as well, when a gentleman said on the phone to him, said, well, wait a minute, when I send them a bill, I mean, when I make a payment that is more than the bill is, let's say his bill is $49 and he sends them $100, so his overpayment would be $51. He says, when I get the next statement, it has a negative number on there. And, of course, you know, like anyone else, you know, Keith is going, well, I don't understand, it doesn't make any sense, because regular accounting is if you have four apples, you dig two apples away, you only got two left. But then let's look, I think we're all looking at this incorrectly. If we go back to the basic fundamentals, there we live in where everything is debt, or actually everything is a promise to pay. You know, the United States is going to promise to pay us one day. The Federal Reserve notes are actually a promise up on top of a promise to pay, right? Because the United States is already in debt up to its eyeballs, and as soon as it finishes paying those debts that's up to its eyeballs, then it may get around to paying the promissory note, which is what the Federal Reserve notes are. So I call it a double debt note, okay? Not a double negative note. In fact, not a double net note. I'm sorry, let me rephrase. A double promise to pay note, okay? Keeping clear. I've got to reprogram myself here. And I think that's what it is that we need to do is reprogram. So follow me with this. If everything is a promise to pay, if you have something of substance, such as the electric company has something of substance that they give you, that would be considered as a positive. Now, what are you giving them? You're giving them a promise to pay, which is technically a negative note. Well, that counteracts the positive, and there you, it settles it. When you overpay, and this is why this makes sense, when you overpay, what do you have? You have a bunch of promises to pay on that side of their accounting, which is a negative, as far as accounting is concerned. Now, there's two things they could do. They could give you a substitute promissory note, which would be a form of a check or a promissory note, which would negate that out. It would actually be a substitution. Or they could give you $50 worth of electricity, and that would be a positive, something of substance, that would take care of the promise-to-pay note. Now, the reason why this is so important is because I've read a couple things when I was in when I went to CIC, and they had a long explanation, which was so hard for me to understand and arbitrary to me, about this A for V process. And now recently I got another version of it, but it wasn't really had to do with A for V as much as it had to do with the concept of Christ and everything is paid in advance. So if everything is paid in advance and they're actually sucking off of our escrow accounts where everything is already paid in advance, then it doesn't make any sense that we would have to pay for anything. In fact, we got to talking the other day and said, you know, I think the problem is we go to the electric company, and there's an address on there, a separate address to send your bills to. Why do we keep filling it out to send it to us? Shouldn't we send it to the United States, who is the one that owes us all of the money because we're the creditors, and that the promise was that they would make sure all of the bills that we ever have, any debt, would automatically be paid? So it doesn't make any sense that we're receiving the bills. And if we do, it seems to me a very simple thing is to simply write authorized, an initial on it, an X on it, anything that says, okay, and then send it on to be done. Now, this is what I understood the other day that somebody said. Because there is the escrow account, when they bypass the escrow account and send it to you, instead of taking it to the escrow account and having it settled immediately, they now are causing a sin or trying to kill you for that amount of money, or that amount of funds, when everything has already been paid. So when they bypass it, what they're actually doing is they're saying, I am now guilty of causing you an injury worth $100, or quote-unquote $100, whatever the value is. So in actual fact, what we could write on those notes is accepted as value, because they just created the value, and then we send it where? We sit there and say, go ahead and deposit into my account. What I'm getting at here is it's different. We keep thinking pay, 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 pay. Is there anyone out here who can pay? Nobody can pay.
Right, there is no money.
But not even that. But how many of us take a breath that we earned? So we're always in debt to our Creator anyway, if we can get our head wrapped around that. There's nothing we do, think, or anything else that we're not already in debt to begin with. So forget the concept of trying to get out of debt. We're always in debt. And that's why, you know, the Creator had to give the solution to that problem. But everything has been paid in advance. That's the beauty about this. It was given to us. It's already done. It's finished. It's over with. But when you have people that are bypassing this account and coming to you, they basically said, I am now creating a sin of $100 on you. And you can cash that because it now has, if you accept it as value. You say, okay, fine, now I'm accepting it as value, and then send it to be deposited into your account.
All right, now, when you say send it to be deposited in your account, where specifically are you thinking that it needs to be sent?
Well, we're still exploring it, but we think it's the Comptroller of Treasury. Is that right? Comptroller of, what is it, Martin?
Well, I've heard of the Comptroller of Currency.
All right, thank you. Comptroller of Currency.
Of the currency.
Although the Comptroller of Currency may or may not be a statewide thing. If it's a countywide thing, then you need to go to the state because the states took over. That's why in the Constitution it talks about the state of, and the United States, and that's why I believe Keith Livingway and other people are going towards the county, because the county is not part of the United States or the states. What I think I've bumped into is an explanation of how, you know, the principle behind and how it actually comes about that we keep getting our head wrapped around this concept of paying when everything is a promise to pay. Everything is a promise to pay. Their stuff is a promise to pay. Our stuff is a promise. You know, if you have okay, because think of it this way. If you go to work and you work 8 hours, you did something of real substance. What does your boss give you? He gives you a check, which is a piece of paper, which is a promise to pay. You take that $1,000 promise to pay note into the bank. The bank deposits into you. You now have 1,000 promises to pay. You write a check on that checking account. You now wrote a $100 promise to pay, which is now deducted from your 1,000 promises to pay. But the bottom line is you still end up with promises to pay.
Right.
So there's no real substance. And the reason why I also go into that is because I looked in my mortgage and I found an unusual piece of paper in there, which is part of the note. And it says that I'm waiving the rights to require, I'm waiving the right to require the note holder to demand payment. And I'm also giving up the right that should the note not be paid upon this demand of payment, that I cannot require them to make it noticed or to give the information to other people that it wasn't paid. Now, it took us a long time to get our heads wrapped around it. What we had to do was start from the beginning and say, okay, let's say that we have the right. Why would we have the right? Does it make any sense that a person would have the right to require the lender to demand payment from you? Why on earth would you do that? Any sense at all? You would just go pay it.
Right.
We got to thinking about it. What we're really talking about is the two signatures on the note. The note now becomes a negotiable instrument, just like the money. If the money has two signatures on it, one which is to create it, the other one is to accept it. That's the other thing a lot of people are missing. I think, personally, on the A for V thing, it needs two signatures, front and back. Because when you go into the bank and you write a check, you need to sign it twice. One which is your signature, the other one, which is the creator, the other one is acceptance, and a real live person has to accept it. That's why the banks can't accept those mortgage notes. There has to be something in between.
Well, I was going to say, your mortgage notes are always one signature. They never sign it.
Not
until they're negotiating it.
Right, but the negotiating of it, that signature is what? Acceptance. Because they have to have a real live person, and that's why it has to have a signature on it. It's no good without the other secondary signature.
Right.
So that's because I read when I was looking up money and stuff and tracing all this stuff down, I remember it said that it had to be accepted. So that's showing that it's being accepted. And who's accepted by it? It can't be accepted by a fiction or a corporation. It has to be accepted by a real live human being. And then they're just negotiating the bill. Let me read this here. It's called waivers. I and any other person who has obligations under this note waive the rights of presentment and notice of dishonor. Presentment means the right to require the note holder to demand payment of amount due. Notice of dishonor means the right to require the note holder to give notice to other persons that amounts due have not been paid. Now, why on earth would you have a right to tell somebody to run around and tattletale that you didn't pay the note? Doesn't make any sense. What does make sense is the fact that these are promissory notes, and that if you were to require or to require them to demand payment, where would that demand go to? If we're the creditors, the demand of payment would be to who? Them.
Mm-hmm.
The feds. Or actually,
right.
I guess it would be United States.
I'm following what you're saying. It goes back to the logistics, is tracking down, figuring, okay, exactly who is it that this is sent to?
As far as this goes, it would have to be the United States Treasurer, because that's the ones that, you know, are basically borrowing the money from us. They're the ones that the money. They're the ones that owe us the collateral.
The Treasurer of the United States.
Right, exactly, because that's the ones that, put this whole thing into effect to begin with.